Father, thank you. So good, God.
So good. Lord, it's great to know you. Lord, as I just look at your word, just pray that you'd speak. And we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you got a Bible, turn to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. And there's a story in here that jumps out at me, and I want to share from the story today. Just a couple of minutes. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 and following. Jesus has been standing in a boat, preaching to the crowds that are on the shore. And then we pick up in verse 35, and it says, "On the same day when Jesus was come, he said to them, 'Let us pass over to the other side.' And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship," or already in the ship, "and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full." That's a great phrase. "And he was in the hinder part of the ship," verse 38, "asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and said to him, 'Master, care you not that we perish?'" Verse 39, "And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, 'Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?' And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, 'What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?'" What manner of man is this? Who is this guy? I love this story. I could preach for 2 hours on this story, but I will not. So I will look at just the first part, verse 35. "On the same day when evening was come, Jesus said to them, 'Let us pass to the other side.'" You guys know the story. You've heard it a bunch of times before. Jesus says, "Let's go to the other side." They start going. The disciples have a storm that they think they're going to die in. The rest of the disciples, I don't know how familiar they are with storms, you know, how much they cross the lake. But Andrew, Peter, James, and John all did it for a living. And so they were around storms all their life. To them, this was the worst storm that they'd ever been in, to the point that they thought they were going to die. To the point where, whenever they get Jesus, they don't actually say, "Can you help us?" Verse 38, they said to him, "Master, don't you care that we're perishing?" Okay, Lord, this is beyond something that even you can do. You can't even help us at this point. But it's a little bit concerning that you're sleeping. First of all, just a side note, the cushion, it says Jesus was asleep on a pillow. So actually the cushions that they sat on to row with. And so whoever was the guy that got shorted the cushion, probably Peter, was probably a little bit miffed about that part of it too. You know, not only is Jesus not helping us, he's got my cushion. But they get to the point that it says the boat was almost full. Did it happen all of a sudden that the boat was full? They wait to go get Jesus until the boat's already full. Just something to think about. Interesting thought that a lot of times we're either, "I can do this myself," or "I don't want to bother the Lord," that we wait until the boat is already full. They already think it's past hope, and then they came and said, "Lord, you know, at least I would hope that you'd care about us, what we're going through right now. Lord, this is a tough time in our lives. It would really help if you were at least comforting us as we're going down in the ship." Jesus gets up, you know the story, rebukes the wind and waves. Another little note. At the end it says, they feared exceedingly when Jesus calmed the storm. That seems like a strange thing. They were afraid of the storm. They thought they were going to die. But when somebody calms the storm, they're even more afraid of the guy that calms the storm. It literally uses a second qualifier in the Greek. They were very afraid of the storm, but they were exceedingly afraid of Jesus. Again, interesting thought. Verse 35, though, Jesus said something when we started the story. Jesus said, "Let us pass to the other side." Those words are key. Those words are the key words for today, for the story. So Jesus gets up and says, "Peace be still." Waves are calm now. Wind has stopped. Jesus says to them, "Why were you afraid?" To me, middle of the night, biggest storm they've ever encountered, seemed appropriate time to be afraid. But Jesus obviously knew something that they didn't know. What did Jesus know that they didn't know? What did Jesus know that allowed him to sleep? He spoke a word that said, "We're going to the other side, boys. Let's pass to the other side." Jesus, according to John chapter 1, verse 3,
says, all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. So Jesus was the one in creation that spoke the words. So four words, let there be light, created all light. Okay, now this is the English translation, but in this one he spoke eight words, and they didn't realize the amount of power when he said, we're going to the other side. No matter what happened, they were going to the other side. They could have encountered a tornado, a hole in the boat, a big giant whirlpool, and then the boat catches on fire, and they still would have made it to the other side because Jesus said, we're going to the other side. It's interesting to me that Jesus calms the storm because really that was for their benefit. It was out of compassion for them that Jesus calmed the storm because he already said, we're going to the other side. Now, either they would have been the first submarine and miraculously there would have been a bubble around them and they still would have made it to the other side. I don't know. But I guarantee you if he hadn't calmed the storm, they still would have made it to the other side. Because Jesus said, we're going to the other side. For us, you and me, it doesn't matter what the promise is. When the Lord says, this is what's true, but Lord, the symptoms. Lord, don't you care? What about the symptoms? And a lot of times, God, out of his grace, deals with our symptoms right away. Other times we have symptoms that seem like they linger and we say, Lord, where are you? Don't you care? But if Jesus has spoken something, a promise, doesn't matter what it is, we're going to the other side. Amen? Father, thank you for your word. Lord, I pray that you would confirm that in us, Lord, this week. Lord, begin to remind us of the things that you've spoken to us that says we are going to the other side. And Lord, that we trust in that, be able to sleep in the midst of our storm, not have to have it calmed immediately. And I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.